The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Richmond, I'm Kim Strother. State Senator Ghazala Hashmi hosted a town hall Sunday for Chesterfield County residents to learn more about the proposed Dominion Energy gas plant. Dominion says the peaker plant would only generate electricity during times of high demand. It's called a, quote, reliability station by the utility company. Some who attended the event questioned the environmental as well as economic impacts of the proposal.
A similar proposal in 2019 was estimated to cost over $600 million. It's safe to assume the cost will be even higher today. This cost will be paid by residents through higher energy rates.
At maximum output, the plant could power up to 250,000 homes, according to the utility. Dominion previously said the project could create more than 200 jobs during construction, as well as 35 long-term positions. Dominion Energy is selling half its interest in the Virginia Beach offshore wind project. Catherine Hafner with partner station WHRO News has more.
New York investment firm Stone Peak will take over a 50% interest in the Coastal Virginia offshore wind project, but Dominion will retain control. Dominion told the Virginia Mercury that the deal will not impact people's bills. The utility says it's trying to reduce its debt. The wind farm off the Virginia Beach oceanfront is expected to cost nearly $10 billion. Regulators still have to okay Stone Peak's purchase of about $3 billion. The wind farm got federal approval last year. Dominion plans to start construction this spring.
That was Catherine Hafner with partner station WHRO News. Richmond's finance department plans to complete a review of certain delinquent meals tax bills by July 1st. While an account is being reviewed, no new penalties will be added, and no additional interest will accrue. The review will only include accounts with balances as of March 1st, according to a city press release. Issues with notifications and the accuracy of the bills became public in January when several restaurants used social media posts to air their frustrations with the city. Last week, DCist, a Washington, D.C.-based news outlet owned by NPR affiliate WAMU, was shut down, with 15 people being laid off. VPM News editor Megan Moore has the story.
DCist was first launched in 2004 when it grew to become a prominent digital news outlet providing local news and lifestyle coverage for the district. It has been owned by WAMU since 2018 when the local news site was acquired after the Gothamist Network, its original owner, shut down. DCist.com now redirects visitors to the WAMU website and its online archives are not available to the public. Erica Pulley-Hayes, the station's general manager, told staff members on Friday morning the station was going to focus on audio instead of digital journalism, according to the Washington Post. American University, the station's license holder, recently worked with Huron Consulting on strategic workforce assessments, according to the Eagle Online, an independent student publication. Megan Moore, VPM News.
VPM News and WAMU DCist have a content share agreement in place. Starting Monday, drivers hitting the road on a section of Interstate 95 will come up on alternating single and double lane closures in both directions. That's because crews will start the month-long work of demolishing and removing the Scott Road Overpass Bridge, according to the Virginia Department of Transportation. The work section runs between Chamberlain Avenue and the Interstate 295 exit, starting at 9 p.m. and ending at 7 a.m. To get traffic updates, call 511 or visit 511virginia.org. Five early voting satellite locations have opened in Chesterfield County. The locations are at different local libraries in the area, in addition to the General Registrar's Office. The locations are North Courthouse Road, La Prade, Meadowville, Ettrick Matoaka, and Clover Hill Libraries, according to their website. Voting is open 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturdays. Curbside voting is available for individuals over 65 and for those with a disability. For more information related to early voting and the general primary, visit their website at promotethevoteseafield.org. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
Some of these stories may have changed since the newscast was recorded. You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
I'm Speech Thomas from the hip-hop crew Arrested Development. On the new VPM podcast, Track Change, I take you behind the walls of Richmond City Jail, where I help four men record an album and hear how they're trying to break free from a cycle of addiction and incarceration.
Been so long since I've been free.
Subscribe to Track Change in your podcast app.